Let's get to Christian Hoffman, our guest for the half hour. Christian is portfolio manager, also managing director at Thornburg Investment Management, on the line from Santa Fe, New Mexico. Christian, thanks for being with us. I got to imagine that if your job is running money these days in an environment where the Fed has got no choice but to continue to lean insofar as tightening is concerned, we run the risk of recession in the process of that. That means that corporate earnings, particularly in the new year, are likely to suffer. How do you put money to work in this kind of environment?
As a fixed income investor, I have to say it's an incredibly interesting and exciting time to be putting money to work. We started the year in a very defensive position across our funds and have benefited from that tremendously. That's benefited both in terms of performance and in terms of flows. Right now, duration and credit are both very interesting. We prefer duration, but there's ability to take risk in both. And for people with flexibility and dry powder to invest, it's I think it's a generational opportunity in fixed income right now.
Yeah, we're seeing the twos tens curve really hitting a 40-year low. This does suggest that something ugly is coming down the pipe. How are you positioning for potential recession? Do you think that is a possibility?
I think it's a foregone conclusion. I think the bigger question is it a soft recession or is it something that feels a bit more ugly? I think a mild recession is actually very much the same outcome as no recession at this point. Something more prolonged and ugly, I think, could ripple through global markets, both fixed income and equity. That said, if that does happen, I think you'll see more of a historic relationship between fixed income and equity, where equities feel pain and fixed income, again, provides some ballast to portfolios. That relationship was tremendously skewed over the past couple years, but I think given this reset, we could see that again, and it makes a tremendous amount of sense for investors to have a significant positioning in fixed income.
So we're seeing some cracks emerge in markets for collateralized loan obligations, also mortgage credit. Does that concern you? Are they canaries in the coal mine?
The housing market remains strong, but we're not looking for further gains there. It's really a question of, you know, how much weakness that market can sustain. I think there will absolutely be weakness, but it'll be very different from the housing downturn that we saw from 2005 to 2009. There's actually a lot of opportunities there in agency backed notes. We saw spreads get to levels we hadn't seen since 2008. Mm-hmm. A key difference between now and then is that at that point in time, people were worried about the government actually supporting those pieces of debt. Now it's more a matter of liquidity.
Christian, you do have a focus on fixed income, but I know you keep an eye on the equity space as well, and you've got some thoughts on guidance. We just heard from NVIDIA after the close in the US, the fourth quarter looking a little bit vague on geopolitical concerns between the US and China. But more broadly, what do you see coming down the pipe in terms of earnings?
Yeah, this has been a dance that really started in the second quarter. Before second quarter earnings came out, there was a lot of trepidation that it was going to be a disaster, that, you know, estimates hadn't been updated. It was okay. Third quarter, same thing happened again. That was less okay. It was decidedly mixed. But this is going to keep happening as we watch the global economy deteriorate. Anxiety will be high into the fourth quarter. It'll probably be worse than the third quarter. And estimates will probably continue to come down. So rates have come down. If you think about PE and global equity valuations, you know, there's some relief on the valuation component. The bigger risk right now is on the earnings side, because I think the risk is clearly weighted to the downside.
So is there risk of difficulty in servicing credit if you're, let's say, triple B or below?
Well, there's plenty of high yield that's absolutely just fine. We're primarily focused on double B and high quality single B as it relates to our high yield positioning. We're doing almost nothing in triple C right now. I'd also be very wary of lower quality bank loans. Bank loans have performed well in a horrible market. It's time to reap those gains, redeploy those investments. The easy money's been made, and I think there's a lot of risk to the downside now.
How about markets offshore? And I'm thinking particularly China. Inflation there quite low at the moment, but do you see that changing? And how does that change the fixed income environment for you?
The China question is hugely important to the global market. We've had some relief on economic data points as it relates to inflation. But again, what jump-started this recent rally? It was a 20 basis point beat on a still ugly inflation number. Since then, we've had a lot of, you know, good news on the China front in terms of potential reopening and seeing that economy get kick-started. The downside on the other side to that coin is that, you know, that can cause inflationary pressures again throughout the globe. So it's very much a mixed picture. I think the market at this point is pricing in further deceleration in inflation. But look, we get a couple bad or, you know, bumpy data points, and it's our base case that volatility continues.
So we know that Europe is facing a very difficult situation right now, and one of our reporters filing a piece earlier indicating that the ECB may slow down its tempo of rate hikes, maybe only 50 basis points next month, which is kind of consistent with what we're hearing about the Fed. Give me your view on Europe. Are there opportunities in the credit space that you see there, or would you avoid Europe?
You know, we've actually been taking advantage of some opportunities in high-quality European high yield. You're often able to get similar yields relative to the same bonds, the U.S. dollar-denominated bonds, and the same capital structures. If you hedge the currency back, you can add another 200 or so basis points. That's been a very interesting trade and liquidity-driven. You can't lock it in for the duration of the bond, but you can create, you know, pretty interesting total return in the market right now, and that's something that we've been doing.
We've got about 20 seconds left. Christian, what's your biggest risk out there at the moment? What's keeping you awake?
I think the biggest risk is, you know, that we see unwinding in private markets, that, you know, certainly in the crypto market, it's not just one cockroach. Not sure if that continues to unfold into other unprecedented ways, but very much as we saw in the global financial crisis, sometimes these things can escalate and hurt people you never expected.
All right, Christian Hoffman, Portfolio Manager and Managing Director at Thornburg Investment Management. Thanks so much for joining us.